Hello, this is Ava at avawaits.com. I'm a speaker, sales trainer, and entrepreneurship mentor, and I've had a very funny occurrence that I've been noticing, a very funny pattern, and that is that when I am in sales conversations, so say I'm in a sales conversation with an entrepreneur who wants to receive mentorship from me, or I'm in a sales conversation with an event planner, someone at a company who wants to bring me in as a speaker or as a trainer. And so I'm in these conversations, and I've had this occurrence happen quite a few times now where at the end of that conversation, that person actually thanks me and starts to tell me how much they actually enjoyed the process that I had been going through with them, that conversation that we've been having. And this is, it's a sales conversation, but the way that I do it is very, very different. And I've had a really great response from the people that I've been in conversation with. They give me really specific compliments about how they appreciated the process. They appreciate how I really listen to them. They appreciate how I'm not just there just to sell them something and to get all businessy. And that's because I see that my sales conversations, and this is something that you can do in your own sales conversations, they are a conversation. They're a connection. They're a way for you and that person who's thinking about hiring you to get to know each other. And for me, what I'm really doing in that conversation is, more than anything, I am paying attention to how our energies fit together. That is the biggest thing that I'm doing in a sales conversation. So, and it's something that I really encourage you to do as well, is when you're getting on the phone or on Skype or connecting with that person who might hire you, really pay attention to how you feel around their energy, how the two of you connect energetically, and really make your decision based on that. It's, of course, important that we know that we can serve our client and support them, and we have the skills for them, the skills that they're really searching for assistance with. That's really wonderful too, but first and foremost is make sure that that energy is a real compatible match, because you're going to be working with that client for quite a while. So I'm in these conversations and having a good time with my potential clients, asking them questions, getting to know them on a personal level more than just a business level, and I just really want to thank those of you who've been in those conversations with me and have thanked me for that. It is such an honor to know that our conversations have not just been, you know, cutthroat businessy sales conversations and all about the money or all about the business deal. I'm really, really happy that you can tell that this is way more about our energy together as two people working together. And I'm just really honored that you have been sharing that back with me, that you've really enjoyed being in a sales conversation where I'm selling you something, and but it doesn't feel like that. It's really just us connecting. So one other tip that I wanted to share for those of you who do go into sales conversations quite often is, there is something that I do with my own energy during the conversation. And here it is. I have practiced having detachment from the outcome of whether or not someone's going to say yes or no to working with me. And I find this to be really important, because if we're going into that conversation where we really want them to work with us, or we're feeling really needy around having more income or whatever it is that compels us to really want that client, sometimes we go in and we end up being a little bit too bossy in our sales conversation. And so what I've really tried to do is to go into it and really, you know, this almost might be another recording that I'll do, is that I found a way to have less of an emotional response to my income, to money, and to really not judge it, whether it's good or bad. And that really actually helps me in sales conversations, because no matter what my financial situation might be at that moment, you know, maybe I have a good amount of savings, or maybe it's a point in my business where I've just invested heavily in something and I don't have as much of a buffer of money. Wherever my income might be in that moment, I really need to actually step out of that and not have that dictate the energy of my sales conversation. Because honestly, it really shouldn't matter whether or not that person signs up with you, If it ends up being that they want to work with you and you feel you can support them, go for it. Of course, you know, say yes to them. And we are there, of course, to really stand for our client's highest good and to really help point them toward the resource that's going to serve them the most. And so I understand that, but I also at the same time am not so... I'm not holding on so tight to whether or not they will say yes or no to me. And in that way, it can just be a real free conversation, a very free-flowing conversation. We can just have that great connection. And quite often people actually do sign up. So I've had a pretty good closing rate of people who join me in consultations. I'd say somewhere around 7 to 8 out of every 10 people end up purchasing something from me after having a sales consultation with me. So that's actually really, really, really high in a lot of industries. And I am so excited to be able to support you in that. And, yeah, so the next sales conversation that you have, just make it a conversation, make it an opportunity to just really connect in with that person and be with them and to notice how your energies interact with each other. Have a fantastic day. You can always find more information at avawaits.com, and I hope you enjoy your week.